Good morning. We're taking a look at our fourth quarter for the WEKT 2024 year in review this morning, sponsored by Kathy Morgan of Modern Woodmen of America, Southern Homes Realty and Backcountry Builders, Blunt Rural Health Center, City of Elkton, Todd County Attorney Jeff Trauber, Elkton Bank and Trust, Novellus, Todd County Health Department, and the Todd County Public Library. Looking at October, a combination of dedicated teams, great community support, and a beautiful day helped raise more than $15,000 through the annual golf tournament to support the work of Grace and Mercy's ministry. The organization helps women in recovery and operates out of Hopkinsville with thrift stores in Hopkinsville and Elkton. That guy who fixes stuff stepped up to help those ravaged by Hurricane Helene in eastern Tennessee. The Todd County Public Library Board of Trustees announced that Amanda Hayes would serve as its new director. 37-year-old Zachary Taylor of Clarksville was killed in a wreck on Kentucky 104 near Watts Road after hitting a tree and being ejected from his vehicle. The Todd County Health Department announced the retirement of Director Jen Harris effective December 1st. Brooke Calvary now holds that position. And the Todd County Chamber of Commerce named Jimmy Grove the 2024 Brian Blunt Citizen of the Year Award recipient. Looking at November, the Elkton Rotary Club revived the Interact Club at Todd County Central High School. Around 20 students have officially joined that club. Over 60% of Todd County voters cast ballots for the November general election. Todd County has around 8,500 registered voters. Following her 25-year career with the City of Elkton, Laura Brock was named the Grand Marshal of the Elkton Christmas Parade. After an over 40-year career in emergency services, Todd County Emergency Management Director Daniel Smith hung up his hat. He had served in the role since 2016. The Todd County Chamber of Commerce hosted its annual dinner on November 9th, handing out awards. Educator of the Year went to Jackie Level. Rising Star to Problem Packers. Organization of the Year to Todd County Extension. New Business of the Year to Horizon Drone Solutions. Agribusiness of the Year to Billy Goat Hill. Small Business of the Year to Quality Office Products. Business of the Year tied between HES EnergyNet and Pennyrow Electric. Legacy Award went to Weathers Drugs. Todd County and Randall Moore donated, built, and installed a new entrance for the Todd County Extension Office. During November's Elkton City Council meeting, Mayor Arthur Green recognized Police Captain Jacob Smith and Firefighter Justin Griffin for their life-saving response to a 911 call on October 31st. Both were the first on scene and rendered life-saving measures to a resident with a severe cut. Kathy Morgan, who recently reestablished Modern Woman of America's presence in Todd County, was named the newest member of the Elkton Rotary Club on November 20th. Todd County Central High School student Will Tabor qualified for the National 4-H team in shooting sports. He will travel to Nebraska in June and compete in the National Archery event. And the Todd County Public Library hosted a grand opening weekend in late November for its over $4 million facility now on South Main Street in Elkton. And in December, three STEM grants were doled out in Todd County. South Todd Elementary School, Todd County Middle School, and Todd County Central High School each received $5,000. 58-year-old Karen Hargrove was killed in a wreck on U.S. 68 near the intersection of Goshen Road. Hargrove, the librarian at North Todd Elementary School. 60-year-old Timothy Todd Rank of Houston, Texas, was charged in her death with vehicular homicide, DUI, first-degree possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The 2024 inductees for the Todd County High School's Hall of Fame were announced. The honorees include Dr. Todd E. Campbell, Linda Marie Cox, Dr. Arvin Crafton, Thomas F. Harper, Jr., and John Emmett Walton. Court of Appeals Judge J. Christopher McNeil was named the new Deputy Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals. 60-year-old Sandra Holder of Elkton died after sustaining injuries in a wreck on Greenville Road in Christian County. And through the 14th annual Pink Out event, Western Kentucky's Pink Ribbon Network received $4,200 to support breast cancer victims and their families. You can find a complete recap of our 2024 year in review under the News tab at WEKTRadio.com. I'm Joshua Clausen with your WEKT News Edge.